You still there?
I'm here.
All
not
right.
Sure what happened.
It looked like another call was coming in.
Okay. Regardless, you know, I'm interested in it. I know exactly where it's at. You know, you have somewhere else to go. You're looking for a serious buyer. You're not looking to waste time. It sounds like maybe some people have been playing games with you. Well, I'm not going to be that guy. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we can either do it or not. And
well, I don't think Woody Hogg is playing games with me. He's willing to buy a straight out. He's bought. I've had a bad deal with him on a house down in White Oak back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually gave me a cash offer of my mom's house. And I just don't like real estate people. Sandra Seelman, I listed a house with her, and she can cash as far as I'm concerned. She left water damage, $7,000 worth of water damage by cutting the water on when I told her not to.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't trust people. And I don't really just take with a grain of salt what they say, because people don't always do what they say.
I would say that's more than often, yes.
And most everybody's got some kind of game. Oh, I was going to sell property in Charles City. I said, yeah, I'll let you have it for $150,000. Then a man comes up. I only got 30. I got a bar. I'm not going to lend you no goddamn money. I'll sell it to Charles Tench for $150,000 plus $15,000 for the modules. And I sold it to him. And then he turns around and flipped. His son turns around and flips it when Charlie died.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie died 2 weeks after he bought the property.
Sure.
So, you know, it's like you feel like you're doing a guy a favor because Charlie rented it. He sent me $200 every year to rent 4 acres of field to get over to 30 acres to farm behind the property. So I felt kind of obligated that he helped the people that owned it before me. And I had a guy that rented the property. I never had been in the property in 12 or 15 years. He rented the property $850 a month. Religious. I got a check within the first 3 years of every month, and he property up, remodeled both bathrooms, walk-in shower and tubs, jacuzzi. What more do you want? I had a good rental.
There you go.
And I paid $9,000 for the place.
So what I hear you saying is you're done with kind of doing the real estate agent.
How you gonna deal with no real estate agent? No way. Not paying no. Just like Woody bought the house. Sandra Seelman, I let her list it because she was a friend of a friend. Was a BTU alumni. Went to a couple basketball games. My friend Robin had season tickets, and she invited Sandra. So Sandra sold her the house on the water down here on the James River. And so I let Sandra list it. And Sandra's a real dipshit. She don't do nothing. She's lazy. She lays back. All she wants is a listing. Let somebody else sell it. Bring me a contract. She brought me a contract. I said, okay, I'll sell it for $174,000. And she says, okay, he's got to get a GI loan. He wants to get a appraisal, all right, get whatever you want as long as he's paying for it. All right. Went on and on and on. Man couldn't get no goddamn GI loan because they said he ain't paid no taxes in 2 years and he was self employed.
Sure.
So, you know, I'm dealing with bullshit with an agent. All they want is a contract and commission. So Woody Hogg ended up buying the house in Iraq from me. All right. Then Sandra writes it up. Oh, I'm going to charge you, I said, what's the 6% commission? She says, well, Woody's an agent. I got to split it with him. I said, no, you don't. Woody didn't bring me no goddamn contract. Woody and Trip Hogg, his brother, who's dead now, he's buying it direct from me. Well, we'll try that. You try it. I paid her 3%. She's pissed off. She says, I usually get 5. I said, you ain't getting it from me. You don't have to sell it.
Sure.
So I hate people that bullshit me and don't deal honestly and fairly, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm preaching to the choir. I don't know you. What's your name, Zach or something?
That's correct.
All right. What's your last name, Zach?
Weatherspoon.
Weatherspoon or Winterspoon?
Weather, like outside. Weather. Weatherspoon.
Okay. I knew a Winterspoon was Department of Taxation.
Yeah. So, everything that you're saying, it makes sense. You know, it's nothing that I haven't dealt with before. It's nothing that I haven't heard before. And, you know, you want top dollar for your property, which I completely understand. And, you know, the game, you know, of the real estate, you know, that, you know, that's not my area. I don't deal with them. I buy direct, and sometimes I buy and sometimes I don't. It depends on what works out for you, what works out for me. I mean, we can create a solution, great. If we can't, I'll buy the next house. I mean, I got 100 houses that I'm looking at right now. So I think that your house is a good house. It's a solid
No, it's in the path of development. That's what it is.
Okay. Well, it's in a solid area. I don't disagree with you for development. But at this current time, I don't see where 208 or, you know, I would tell you to take the offer of 208. Take it. I think that's, if you got an offer of 208, then you should take it. Because that's,
well, my thing is whether I want to make a decision to move all the shit that I got in here. We've got 2 rooms packed with furniture. You know what I mean? They'd come over to the other 2 houses.
Uh-huh.
I got 2 of everything almost. So my basic thing with this right now is storage. Okay? Until I decide what I want to buy. I might... I don't know. I might use or, you know, I don't, I'm not, I don't
call. Matthews is a good county.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Good retirement community up there.
Yeah, it's a good county.
But you got to live somewhere.
Really? Yeah, exactly. I don't want to waste your time, but here's the real bread and butter, you know. If you're not going to deal with a real estate agent and you're going to sell to an investor or whoever you sell to, you know, it doesn't make a difference. You know, whoever gives you the 208 number, I highly advise you to take it. You know, that's, I mean, for you not to do any updates on it,
it's whoever gives me more than 208.
Well,
like 210, 215.
If they give you more, I would question, if you're selling to an investor, I would really question how they're buying it. And I personally wouldn't take it personally,
but difference.
What do I know?
Sir, it can't make a difference how they buy, as long as they bring a certified cashier's check to closing, okay?
Uh-huh.
Rick, you can finance all your...
I get it.
Or you can use it to launder money. I don't give a shit what you do to get the money, as long as you have certified funds at closing. That's all. And your financial show that you have the money, okay, appropriated for closing, and
sure.
I will deal with you.
Sure. Well, we have
too
the
many
money,
people.
But it doesn't make, you know, 208 doesn't make sense for us.
Man, we. Who the hell is we? You keep saying we.
Me, my partner, my team, whoever you want to call. I mean, yeah, I can just say myself. if that would be your preference.
Well, that's what I thought I was talking to.
You are talking to myself, but at the same time, I have a team.
Okay.
So, you know, it just doesn't sound like we're probably the best fit. You know, I think you should take the 208 into consideration. You know,
I will take it, and I'm taking it right now in consideration from last week. What is a goddamn guy's name? Because I got two of them last week and another one Monday.
Regardless, it doesn't change my, you know, opinion.
I'm not concerned. If I put a sign out front, I guarantee you I'll get two or three offers a week on it.
Sure.
You know, but a lot of them are, you know, I'll buy it. I've had this shit with family. I sold a nice place I had down in Charles City, a hunting lodge I had for 30 years. My family used it. None of them put a dime into anything. Give them 4 years. I said, y'all chip in and buy it. I don't want, give me 40,000. Y'all chip in and buy it. 2 acres in the middle of 5,400 of state property to hunt. They killed 16 deer the last season on the property. My brother, his son, and it was like 9 cousins. You know, everybody, oh, it's a family. It's family. No, it ain't family. I owned it. You know, and I was going to tell, that ain't why we bought it. We didn't buy shit. I bought it for $5,000 back in 1990, okay? And the state couldn't get it. But that was a nice piece of property. I give them 4 years. They didn't do it. I'll buy it. Give me 2 weeks. I'll buy it. Well, okay. I went to the lawyer in Providence Ford. I dealt with Carl Peters for years. He drew up the contract, Eagles Nest Hunt Club. It sat there for 2 weeks. My brother, I said, you want to go down there, sign the contract, money later. I will sell it 5 acres. I got it on Myers Creek together with you. But that's the only thing I got down there. I don't want to sell that. I said, well, sell that, which we'll split the money. You can have half of the house. I got to go up to Charlottesville with Chris. It sat down there for 2-4 weeks. I went on and sold it to the man across the road. I was saying, I'm tired of playing with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You still there?
I'm here. I'm listening to you.